Hey everybody, welcome into the very last waiver wire show here on South Harmon for the 2024 season, week 17. Congratulations if you have made it this far in your fantasy league so far into the fantasy championship week. So congratulations if you have made it this far and you've been listening to the show. Hopefully I was able to give you guys some advice, some pickups that were really key to help you get to this championship this year. So I appreciate everybody that listened in. This will be Christmas Eve when you guys are listening to this. So Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Hope you guys have a great holiday with your friends and family. And just enjoy these next couple days. And we got football. College football's coming up finally with the playoffs here. And then obviously the rest of week 17 here. So good luck to everybody. And let's get into the news and notes here. So obviously quick points. Recording Monday afternoon, so some of the injury news and Monday Night Football game are not reflected here. Dive really deep into the waiver wire for Dynasty players and then some redraft stuff as well. So let's get into the injuries here that's happened on Sunday this week. Jalen Hurts, concussion protocol. We're going to have to monitor him. That kind of sucked and kind of screwed a lot of teams this week. So you might be without Jalen Hurts for your fantasy championship. DTR for the Browns, calf injury, could miss week 17. We could only hope. He is terrible. Running backs, Kenneth Walker, he suffered an ankle injury and did not return. So kind of just the same stuff with Kenneth Walker, can't stay healthy. Just have to monitor his status as well. Justice Hill, he suffered a concussion, pretty bad one. He looked like he hit his head on the ground and was just motionless there for a little bit. So I'm going to guess Justice Hill probably misses this early Wednesday game. So remember, we do have Wednesday Christmas games this year. Tyrone Tracy, he's dealing with an ankle injury. He did play through it, gutted through it, scored a touchdown for you if you did play him. But it is the Giants. They're an absolute train wreck of a mess right now. So I don't recommend playing any Giants unless it's like Malik Neighbors. That's about it. James Conner, he also suffered a knee injury in the third quarter and didn't return. Haven't seen an updated status on him yet, but we're going to have to monitor James Conner. You might be without him for your fantasy championship as well. Wide receivers, Xavier Leggett, his groin injury looks unlikely to play in week 17. Hasn't really progressed so far. Zay Flowers has had two straight days of DNP. Remember, he is a guy who plays on Wednesday this week. So two straight days of DNP. So Tuesday, we kind of need to see something from him, hopefully. I don't even know if they're going to be practicing on Tuesday. I would assume they are. But hopefully we get a better report on Zay Flowers there. The unfortunate news, Tank Dell, he suffered a torn ACL and dislocated his knee cap. So Tank Dell out for the rest of this season, obviously, and he's probably going to be very iffy for the start of next season as well. And this is the second brutal injury that Tank Dell has suffered in his leg in 2 years. So we don't know if Tank Dell's, you know, ever going to really be the same that he was that rookie year when he was exploding. So sucks for Tank Dell. Hopefully he can recover and have a good NFL career. Drake London, he left in the third quarter with a hamstring injury and missed the last half of the game. So we're going to have to monitor his status, maybe without Drake London. And then CeeDee Lamb as well. He didn't play much in the second half. He fell on his shoulder on a tackle after a big play, got thrown down right on that shoulder. So we have to monitor him. He was getting that shoulder checked out the entire whole game, it seemed like. So going to have to monitor Lamb's status. They just got eliminated from the playoffs before that game started Sunday night. So they really have no incentive to play CeeDee Lamb anymore. So we'll see what happens there. Tight ends, David Njoku, he picked up another injury, this time to his knee. Not sure on his status yet for week 17. He was very questionable going into the game. He did play decently, like fantasy-wise in PPR leagues. But I mean, these injuries keep racking up and they have nothing to play for. And the Browns are tanking anyway, so I would probably expect to be without Njoku the rest of the season. All right, so let's get into the waiver wire. So some quarterbacks that I like this week for redraft. So Bo Nix versus Cincinnati. Cincinnati's been giving up a lot of points. Bo Nix has been playing really well, so I definitely like Bo Nix this week. Matt Stafford versus Arizona at home. So the Rams at home, I like that for Kupp and Puka Nacua, all those guys. I like that. And then one sneaky one I think could be Mason Rudolph versus Jacksonville. They had to throw a lot in the second half against the Colts. And Mason Rudolph, he actually put up a pretty decent line there. And I think against Jacksonville, he could do the same type of thing. Also, Kenny Pickett, if Jalen Hurts is out, you might have to pick up Kenny Pickett this week to play over Jalen Hurts. Running backs. So redraft running backs, I have Michael Carter and DJ Dallas. So Michael Carter really is the one who got most of the run, which was kind of surprising. I didn't even know that he got activated to the roster until I saw him out there Sunday. But he stepped in for 25 snaps, 17 routes, 5 targets, had 5 for 30 receiving, and 5 for 18 rushing the ball. So if James Conner is out, I think it's going to be Michael Carter that's going to be in there because Trey Benson's out, Amari DiMercato is out. So it's probably going to be DJ Dallas and Michael Carter here for next week. Amir Abdullah, he still keeps getting it done. 32 snaps, 19 routes, 6 targets, 5 for 47 in the passing game, 7 for 38 with a rushing touchdown. So Amir Abdullah, he's been a guy that if you've picked him up in best ball for the last month, he's probably been in your lineup a handful of times. So Amir Abdullah, if he's still available, that's a guy I would pick up for my best ball teams. Wide receivers now. Some redraft wide receivers I like this week. Ray-Ray McCloud with Drake London possibly being out. Ray-Ray led the team with 61 snaps, 28 routes, 5 targets, 3 for 19. So we just need Penix to kind of get on track here throwing the ball. But Ray-Ray McCloud played a bunch of snaps here. Robert Woods, I want to bring him up because Mechie missed and Tank Dell's obviously going to miss the rest of the year. But Robert Woods, 6 targets, only caught 3 for 19, but he's going to be heavily relied on this week, especially with all these injuries. They did pick up Deontay Johnson off of waivers today, so I doubt Deontay Johnson is going to be, relied heavily on in this first game, especially since he just got claimed. So I would expect Robert Woods to be that guy. So Robert Woods in your best ball leagues could be a decent pickup this week. Hollywood Brown, if he happens to still be out there, 8 targets, 5 for 45, came back, and his snaps are just going to keep increasing. So I like that. Tylan Wallace with Baltimore, with injuries to Flowers, Aguilar, Justice Hill. We might see a lot more Tylan Wallace again this week. He didn't have anything last week, and there was a couple injuries, but Bateman and Flowers did play. But I think if Flowers misses, Tylan Wallace can step in there. So I think Tylan Wallace could be a really good best ball pickup for your teams here in the last week. Dynasty wide receivers, have a couple there for you. Chris Blair for the Atlanta Falcons, 25 snaps, 8 routes, 1 target. He caught it 1 for 17, but they're hurting at wide receiver there. So if Drake London misses, Kadarius Hodge missed this week as well, I think Chris Blair is a guy who could step up there and play for you. Next up is going to be Jamison Crowder and Olamide Zaccheaus. So Jamison Crowder, 30 snaps, 21 routes, 4 targets, 2 for 15, caught both of them for touchdowns. Olamide Zaccheaus, 47 snaps, 32 routes, 8 targets, 5 for 70, and 2 touchdowns. So I think Zaccheaus is definitely the one you want first, but in deeper best ball leagues, Crowder is still going to be out there in probably a handful of leagues. I would pick up both of them if available, and in their really deep leagues, Crowder could be somebody that could sneak in there for your best ball. If you had picked up Crowder, I mean, he just got you 14 or 12 points just there in touchdowns. Give him the 2 catches, there's 14, and then the yards, 15. He got you 15 points there. Imagine if he would have had some more yards and stuff attached to that. Crowder could be somebody that could really boost your lineup there. Lastly, the tight ends. Redraft tight ends I like this week. Jordan Akins, if Njoku misses, Akins should start. Only problem is, who's going to be the quarterback for the Browns, and is it even going to matter? Chigakonkwo in redraft, if he's still out there, he's been getting more and more routes lately, and this week he kind of dominated them. 52 snaps, 30 routes. He had 11 targets, 9 for 81. So if you got Njoku or you got one of these other tight ends, Kyle Pitts that you've been relying on, or Cade Otton, who's going to be out again, maybe. Chigakonko could be a guy that could save your fantasy season right here with the amount of targets and looks that he's getting with Mason Rudolph in there. I like Chigakonko this week as a guy that could maybe step in there for you and win you your fantasy championship. Payne Durham for the Tampa Bay Bucks. If K-Dot misses again, Durham had 67 snaps, 44 routes, 6 targets, 5 for 29. In our tight end premium leagues, man, he really stepped up for us this week. He was in a couple of my lineups this week. Picked him up like Saturday when K-Dot kind of got ruled out there. So, yeah, Payne Durham, definitely somebody on my radar. And then Dynasty. So it seems like Brenton Strange for the Jags kind of got benched in the third quarter. He dropped balls, fumbled the ball, all that stuff. And it looks like Luke Farrell took over. So Luke Farrell had 32 snaps, 14 routes, 3 targets, 2 for 8. So Luke Farrell is definitely somebody that is on my radar here for the last week in my super deep leagues. But that is going to be it, guys. I appreciate everybody for tuning in all season long. If you've been through all 17 weeks with me, it's been a grind. It's been awesome. So hopefully this show helped you out, guys. I like doing this show for you. Hopefully you gain some good players. You gain some, trade capital in your leagues or guys who propelled you to the fantasy playoffs in your leagues. So appreciate everybody for listening all year long. And I hope everybody has a really, really nice Christmas. So with that, I'm going to sign off for the 2024 season, and I will be back for the 2025 season. Good luck, everybody, in your fantasy championships, and we will see you. And have a Merry Christmas.